You're not standing around. But it's voluntary. You can choose to take it or not beforehand. You go ahead and put that in, you give me as a defense attorney a hole I can drive a freight train through, I'll tell you.
But the other question is, like, you know, are you voluntarily intoxicated when you go out drinking some advice to this drink? When are you not involuntarily intoxicated? What would be the situation where you would not be voluntarily intoxicated, which would not be rape? See, if you're intoxicated, you know, as a result of, you know, the person making you, you know, putting like LSD in your drink or something, that would be covered under the, under rape. So if you add voluntarily, you expect, effectively, if you add the voluntarily, involuntarily requirement there, you're effectively saying it doesn't apply in situations involving intoxicated people.
Mr. Chairman, to have criminality turn on the volition of the victim as an element of the offense charged against the defendant,
because my question then would get answered. You were pretty round down and answered that yes, but I asked you, what's the what other area, and then you better answer.
Okay.
First, two people get out and get drunk.
Yes.
And I'm talking about drunk. The man cannot do things drunk as a defense. Okay, but the woman, at the same time, because of the rape, that somewhere along the line, she wants to decide that she was at that point where it was too easy.
I think the definition of a crime precludes completion of the act in the situation where the person would be that intoxicated. I don't mean to be facetious about it. But I think that in the really intoxicated person, yeah, it has to be a voluntary act. That's the other case. And, you know, he's going to be so drunk that he's going to be really considered intoxicated. Yes, he's going to be able to, you know, he wouldn't be considered having done a voluntary act. I don't think the offense would take place, frankly. And if you have a really drunk person hold up a bank, for example, I mean, really drunk.
Then the second person is that, I'm not going to get an answer to the question, so you're going to talk about that. But the second one is, you don't know what else you can do to have to do that.
Well, the amendment, I don't know if it's passed or not. I think it has. The amendment says you are temporarily incapable of trace connection to the conduct and physically unable to express the moment of fact. I see that as saying you are passed out.
Or so close to it that a jury is going to
I think they made it very good in that regard.
A jury is going to equate it with being passed out or pretty much so.
That's the very important part of that amendment. You've got to
Can you actually move that?
What was your motion?
My motion was to
I'm sorry.
Then we'll have to mark up the original language the same way we are.
At least I don't think any of the changes that have been made.
Yeah, we haven't made any substantive changes. All right, all those in favor of Mr. Carpenter's motion to have involuntarily on page 2, line 3, raise your right hand. All those opposed at the same time. Motion fails, 2-5. Okay, are there any other amendments on third degree? There's no more amendments than we're on sexual abuse of the minor.
All right. Now, this offense is dealing with situations where you're having consensual activity with minors. It's called sexual abuse of a minor. If you want, we can call it sexual assault in the fourth degree. It's just trying to identify it. Okay. The situation is you have to be 18 years of age or older, and you committed in two ways. One is by engaging in sexual penetration with a person other than your legal spouse who is under 16 years of age, but 13 years of age or older. Okay. If it's under 13, it's going to be, of course, an A felony. Second way is engaged in sexual contact with a person who's under 13 years of age. And then the penalty structure, again, this is what I suggested here, although I do believe that this is consistent with the middle of the draft, is as a speed felony for the penetration and a speed felony for the contact. The reason being, I guess, the determination that contact with a person under 13 is more serious than penetration with a person between 16 and 13. If you decide they're equal, if you think they're equally serious, the question is, well, what do you make them? You know, you make it a B or a C. Now, what it doesn't cover, it does not cover contact with a person between 13 and 16. That is covered in the revised contributing statute, which you asked me to bring back. Yeah. There were strong feelings among people on the committee, again, that voluntary sexual activities between people in this age group, at least when, like, 15, 16, we should be very careful about. This doesn't eliminate the coverage. It just, you know, requires the act to be over 18.
Where you protect
15-year-olds
from each other, or you don't
protect 15-year-olds. That is correct. Well, I don't think, at least it's not, it's important to note that we didn't protect them. Yes, and it wasn't, it's not like that to change. As a matter of fact, at least in terms of sexual contact provision, the age of the, I'll step back on that.
Okay, is there questions on sexual abuse from her?
Did you say about the 17-year-old?
Well,
not covered.
You think it's a 17-year-old, one second, it's not covered under the sexual assault section. It's the only way you would...
17-year-old,
that's correct.
You just said that.
They'll contact
us and
okay.
I don't know if the media was there, you know, it's not late. Isn't that, is there a mistake there?
I think you'll have to.
Because, you know, I was a neighbor at 17, and can you tell me I could have a relationship with a 15-year-old girl without...
No, no, wait, hold on a second now. Now the important thing is that, I think you should consider this two subsections. Subsection one says penetration, and that says you could have it with a 14. It says, yeah, if you're 18, you could have it with a person that's older than 14, or you're different, consensual. But if it's contact, it has to be under 13, under those circumstances. So the penetration thing is the age requirement is... tougher. As a matter of fact, under subsection 1, if you're 19 years old, you would be guilty of an offense if you engaged in with a 15-year-old, for example. That covers. Similarly, a 19-year-old, 14, 13-year-old, 20-year-old. What's not covered is the 17-year-old with the 16-year-old, or the 14-year-old, the 14-year-old. But that is, yeah.
Can you define the remarks as the 17-year-old only?
Okay, but as an actor or
as the person that caused the reaction? Okay.
17-year-old is not covered by the statute.
What can you do? What
you say? You have sexual penetration with someone who's under 16 but more than 15.
Is that correct?
14, 15, and 15.
Yes, that's correct. Under 13, though, is a first degree assault. The guy's 17. You're talking about 2 years
right,
difference.
17.
And we're talking about consensual.
Mr. Chairman, did Mr. Sharon explain how we got to this from this one under the phone?
Okay, what exactly are you asking me now?
Well, you finally got to one of these, you stated how you came up with the draft based upon the criticism of the
Okay.
I was present in some of those sections, but I don't want to hear the
all right. Probably the best way is just to go back to the bill. The original bill on page 14, sexual assault in the third degree, is being 18 years of age or older, he engaged in sexual penetration with persons under 16, other than his legal spouse. There really isn't a change there. There is no change there. The only addition on line 10 and a half, but 13 years of age or older, is to ensure that under 13 is covered by the first degree crime. So there's no change in subsection 1. Subsection 2, however, there is a change in the sense that the bill is drafted covered when you're engaging in sexual contact with a person who's under 13 years of age, that they'll cover you if you are any age, okay? That's the important change. And that is in the committee substitute, page 14, line 20 and 21. We're not talking now about a change in the penetration crime. We're talking about a change in the contact crime. Now, the way we define contact, and this is pointed out by the committee, we define contact as the touching of a person's breast through clothing, I believe. And let me just check that one. Well, that may be one thing to be excluded. Let me just check that. No, we define it as the intentional touching by the defendant of the victim's genitals or anus through clothing, or the intentional touching of those specific areas or female breasts. So, if you, what's covered originally in the bill, we were saying that if a, we were saying that if a 15-year-old touches the breast of a 12-year-old, he's guilty of a felony.
Okay, I remember that.
And that upset almost everyone. No change in the penetration crime. But
actually, the anomaly that we were talking about before I answered that question were true under the other bill.
Mm-hmm. What is the penetration?
Yeah, the strange rights of 17-year-olds, I suppose. Mm-hmm. In a way, it's kind of borrowed from current law with regard to the amendments that went through about 5 or 6 years ago on statutory rape.
16 or older?
Yeah.
They did not want 15-year-old subjected to B-felony for touching a 12-year-old.
I guess what you're saying, I mean, a 7-year-old can have sexual contact with a gal of 14, for instance, there's no...
But we're talking
about conduct, right?
That's correct. And the important thing, though, is that we define sexual penetration very broadly, I think. And if it's any type of penetration, and that includes digital penetration, it's going to be covered. What we're talking about here is touching of the those specific areas that are listed, which are defined, I think, broadly. And
Nick was talking about penetration.
No, you mentioned, no.
Specifically, a 17-year-old, they have penetration with a 14-year-old. Maybe is that what we're saying?
Oh, no, not penetration. Subsection 1 is the penetration offense of the amendment. The engagement being 18 years, okay, 17-year-old can, that's correct.
That's
correct.
That's
the question.
Okay. That actually results in all other versions of the bill.
I get
title, too. Mr. Chairman, I think that's in all other versions of the bill.
That means
that if this is a mistake, we haven't caught it up until now. These are all in different versions of the section we look at.
If we find it, then
they have to take
the question
out. Yes.
You get, if we leave it like this, you got a free shot when you're 17 for a year.
Well, we're saying that you want to make it 17 if you
don't
come
out by Olivia's court. You're
going
to
be in trouble. Well, but you know, a boy now, he's 18 years old, he's 2 days in, and he's going to take some 14-year-old child out.
All right. What do you want to real simple?
Yeah, just come to the
issue side.
Dick, I'm sorry on that.
But is there a reason why this particular group was? Why was it written this way? Is there any reason? Can it be covered, or just?
Mary has a son who's still not 17.
What we're really doing is trying to look at the reality of this thing and what society really is doing. And the fact is, if you're having a good person, you're 13 now. And whereas
I don't think now is the correct time. I'd say that I don't think anything has changed. That just now people fight with it.
Well, now we talk about it now.
But I've talked to people who are over 50 and 16, they didn't know what sex was before they were 21.
The other change is the fact that even though we say it's a crime, even though we say being 18 years of age or older, or we say being any age, if the person is under 18, he's not going to be prosecuted criminally. He's going to be juvenile for it. We could define it as a crime, but it's not going to be treated as a crime because it's juvenile for it.
It'll be treated in the way in which criminal theory would be criminal crime if it's treated as a crime.
That's right.
And once we establish a formula for the definition of crime, some of the legislature could be changing that statute for 6 years. Is my statement that I made correct, Barry? That is, that this strange anomaly about the free shot for 17-year-olds in every version of the
That's correct.
And I think that the commission, and we backed into that, addressing other problems. I don't think we did that intentionally. I don't think the commission did either.
Well, That's right, fine.
I like to propose amendments.
Yes, all of them.
Just to get it out there, sir. Page 2, line 8, which is 18, change 18 to 16.
Okay, yes.
Is there any other place you have to do that?
No.
No, because we're talking about how old it's been. This is right.
Then, can I ask, sorry, what happens in 17, 18, what provisions do they fall under if they embrace something?
Well, under existing law, they are not covered, and they would not be covered.
And is there prejudice to it?
No. Under my amendment, I'll just tell you what the effect on. Very difficult, I'm wondering. Okay, under my amendment, it changed 18 to 16, that means, a 16-year-old, a 17-year-old, an 18-year-old on a other side of it cannot have sexual intercourse with a person under 16. That's right.
Well, that's a marriage.
Right, this is period.
Period.
Not at all. No matter what.
Okay, right. Married.
Yeah, other than legal.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Right.
What did it become? What did it become?
Well, she's felony.
She's felony. Sexual contact with some. Contact with someone under 18.
Okay. So what
it means is, we're going to be just right now, the police find two 16-year-old and a 15-year-old going back to the car. They're not getting, it's rape, but they're not going to cross. They're telling them to go home and they're going to tell their parents. And then a girl comes in the middle of the hospital.
It's going to be rape.
Well, of course, like if
you're going to tell Ronnie, it's two felony counts. Okay. And the only thing I say about this is consistent with existing law, maybe ridiculous. Maybe ridiculous.
Well, it's more ridiculous to have only 1 year where somebody is able to do all this stuff.
Okay. All those opposed.
Heck, I'll never be 17.
Yeah, you're a 30-year-old.
Hey, not
the 30-year-old.
Well,
all
you're
going to be for
the
grandfather.
Make it retroactive?
Yeah. You don't have any right to vote over for any of the senior citizen tax exemption.
All right. Yeah. Okay, now it's very
amendment.
Page 2, line 19, delete 18 years of age or older. It was not moved previously.
Yeah, I said that was my intention.
Is there any objection to that amendment? This means everybody will be covered under 18 years. Under 18 years older.
I would thought that the plan intended
to delete 18 years of age or older on line 19.
That's what I said. That was the
amendment. Page 2, line 19. Is there any objection to that amendment? There's no objection to amendment.
I have a question.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Lyon.
His uncle and our nephew or niece are married by adoption. It seems to me that, first of all, I got a man that's a couple years younger than I am, and, you know, we're not fundraising or anything else. What difference is that really for controlling adults?
I think you've got a very valid point, and it goes to the fact, again, why we had this so broad to begin with. And that was because we never had an incest statute, and then when we adopted one, we applied the classification. So I think that you don't need, I don't see why we're dealing with 18 or when they're over 18, and it's just simply an adopted uncle. It should not be subject to statute. Incest is a blood relationship.
Yeah, but we're dealing with people over 18 and under 18.
Yeah.
Both.
Yep, but most of the under 18 situation. All right. Yeah, but dealt with under the sexual abuse provision.
We get under 13 notes on the first degree, and we get under 16 under abuse of minors. So that means that. You only talk about 17,
18-year-olds.
No.
I'm kind of unhappy about it. I think consensual interest between consent adults is okay. It's not an honor society. It's not, it's not a threat to society. And if we're covering the kids, then other provisions of the code, I would just think that.
Okay, is there a motion? I know we can go back to the action, but we did vote, and I think the vote was 5-2.
Yeah, well, okay. So,
Does anybody
change their mind?
I think there's more reason to have a silent support.
Well, that's the next question that I have.
Because we've not covered it under 8 pounds.
I think we got a response to that, but only that's why I think that.
What does one eliminate the whole thing?
It's all by marriage anyway, isn't it?
You just want to eliminate all by adoption, is that right?
No,
I want to eliminate all. It's all by marriage anyway, but you already have it covered. But, okay, wait, now.
There's a drafting problem here too, Mr. Chairman. We're only covering people who are related to you as your uncle, aunt, or nephew, or niece by marriage or adoption, but not your blood uncle, aunt, or nephew, or niece.
I don't think it would be an unblood.
What's that?
I don't think we tried this once. I don't think it's possible. It would be. No, but it's then by marriage.
No.
No, my mother's brother.
Yeah.
My blood relative, but it's not by marriage.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we just put half a year by direct consanguinity or whatever.
You can't be a half blood uncle.
Well, my uncle's wife is the kind of situation
that
you're talking about. I'm not related to her at all.
Let's just put
by
her.
By direct consanguinity.
Well, I don't want
to use that word.
By blood. By blood.
What would that mean?
His uncle and aunt were by marriage. By blood, or by adoption.
No, I'm talking about admitting marriage and adoption.
Oh, just go blood.
Okay, so somebody
that's
what the old, the original reason for incest laws is about,
Okay, Fred, did you move your hand?
Yeah, I moved your
hand. Okay, the amendment is to delete by marriage or by adoption, but by blood. Is there any objection to that amendment?
Yeah.
Adopted child under 13 is going to be a pay felony. Adopted child under 16 is going to be a C felony under sexual abuse of a minor.
That would be a C felony.
An adopted child of 17 wouldn't be covered by it.
That's the only
16 is.
Now
we're not talking about daughters. We're talking about uncle and nephew's niece.
We're talking about an adopted niece is 16 years old.
We never had
an adopted niece 16 or older that was consensual. That's the only thing that's not covered. So if it's consensual, 16, an adopted niece. Most other conduct is covered everywhere else. You really start arguing about pretty narrow stuff, and you're saying the only thing we left out is put certain kinds of consensual activity on another parent.
Well, no, we talked earlier.
Are we ready to vote on that normal thing? Is there any objection to that amendment? There's no objection to this stuff.
We talked earlier about something, but we'll go through this, and then we'll go back. that's adopted children. That we owe you. So we satisfied that we owe you. Debt, I don't know what it was. The debt was being a guardian, a legal guardian, or a state farmer.
General, I think that we ought to address the question of the special trust relationship, and maybe we have to refer specifically to it. Maybe develop a, not a trustee, but a special trust relation by, the oath of duty by special trust relationship, and define that, and then cover that somewhere. That's the thing.
What I'm trying to do is...
We've got it, we have it covered. We have it covered.
Well,
under 16 is covered under contract or penetration.
That's my suspicion. I don't.
What do you, how far do you want to cover?
Well, I think that they. I think any guy that takes one of these war tanks, he is a juvenile. He'll carry them up to 19.
All right. The problem
is 17-year-old girl in there, and that is messing with it. I think if he's been taken by the state of the guardian, that's how it is.
The problem is, and your point, you're showing how we created so many degrees. Because you can think of hypothetical situations which are more serious than others. And, you know, I could draft it, but it's just going to make the statute much more complex.
I would think if we put it in, we would just put it in the subcategory of one of these exemptions. Can I do that?
Yeah.
Not add another one.
I worked a number of these guys that run these homes for little kids, you know, and they take the kids and please take them out there at night.
I go back to the where I tried to amend it today, or a member of the same household, and it's the eighth element, the situation where we have some kind of special relationship where a child is under the control of, whether, you know, beyond whether they're the kind of child.
If you limit it to a special relationship to define it, I would have part of the objection.
Yeah, or a member of the same household. Well,
you mean a relative of the same household?
Well, I think Ed's concern and my concern are pretty much the same, and that is where you've got a situation where somebody's really responsible. And that is my concern also. And those kids can't get away. And so maybe we'll go, maybe we can see that go in that section. Not in the end of the house, but some special relationship with their guardian or their whatever. You know.
Whatever. I mean, I understand guardian, that's the easy one.
Well, if you're talking about what?
Or is it trusted, or is it trusted by law for care and for something like that?
Yeah.
I can't come up with a reason why.
Just because I...
have to be something. Let's leave this standing.
Well, I'll come back.
Aren't we pretty much almost through?
Well, I've got the list of, I had 14 things to do today, and we did one-third of one.
One-third of one?
No, it's actually one-half of one.
Somehow 14 things, but they only said four about seven.
No.
There's some
great things about the